And v'yachakach meisavita, then you're like your wife, his daughter dies. So now you're not a son-in-law anymore. So come down at the beginning, when you saw the Yedis, you were not a korah. And now when you want to say your Yedis, you're also not a korah. So that's back a kosher, it's good. The same thing, what's going to be pikei? First you were smart when you saw the Yedis. For nischar, she became a cherish, deaf and dumb. For chosif and nispaka, then later became smart again. So you could say Yedis. Same thing for suah, first you could be able to talk. For nistimah, your mouth closed up. Then you opened up, you could talk again. Shofu, first you were smart. Nishtifa, you became a shaita, a fool. V'chaz and nishtafa, then you became smart again. Kosher, you are kosher not to say Yedis. And Zeakla, this is the general rule. That kol shatchilosa v'sefer, the kosher is kosher. As long as at the beginning and at the end, you were fit, you were kosher to be an aid, it's kosher. So you see, even though it says the word who aid, we don't say you have to be fit to be aidis from the beginning until the end. As long as at the beginning and the end you were fit, it's enough, even though in between you are not fit. So Mar says, no, Shani Yosem, I'll tell you, aidis is different. The Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Oiro im le yagid. He swore and he did not say over the aidis. That's when Yechayad is korban shvua. So Beriya v'yagod atalvi rachmona, a milsa. That aidis is totally either b'shas you see it, or else b'shas you say over the aidis and bezdin. So you have to be fit for aidis these two times. If you are fit, even though in between you are not fit, you still kosher to be an aid. Morris says, for your ikar, tolerach milsa. Beriya v'agod tolerach mona milsa v'ikar, and you have these two things. Both b'shas riyu when you saw b'shas you say you fit. For the Morris saw v'yela v'hu lomli again. So I don't need the word who here by aidis. If you're telling me now you kosher even though you were not fit in between, so why is the person say the word who? According to his drush, according to Yudah's drush, when Torah says the word who, it means from the beginning until the end. She shouldn't have said the word who here. So Morris says yes, we need l'katan like we learned. What's going to be raw siyua shabna yadam aimdim? You see a whole bunch of people standing there. See a whole caravan, a bunch of people. The aid of Bnei'im, and you have two people that know aid is for you, and they're amongst that big bunch. The Yomim, you say to all the bunch of people, you say to the whole crowd, Mashbiyeni Aleichem, I'm making a shvur upon all of you, in Yoy Dematim Liyedis, if you know aid is from you, don't come and say that Shetavo Vetiduni. Any one of you that know aid is, you come and say this for me. So usually, if somebody knows Aedis, and I come and tell you, I'm swearing to you that you should say for me, and still you say, no, you don't know, so you have a korban shvua, that's called a shvua, that you swear you do not know Aedis, and later before that you did know it. So you have a korban shvua. Shvua Aedis. So over here, what's going to be, you go to this crowd, and you say, I'm swearing this whole crowd, that everybody knows Aedis, doesn't come and say, he should be chayiv, so how do we know that maybe there would be chayiv korban shvua. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says v'hu eid. We dash in the word v'hu means v'arei lo yachad eidav. That you only chayiv if you miyachad. You went special to him, and you like set aside him and told him specially, like I want you to come to say this for me. And if you don't know, I want you to swear you don't know it. Then it's chayiv korban shvua. But here, did you just said it to the whole bunch? They weren't miyachad. You raid them. There's no chayiv korban shvua. Yeah. Now Gemara says, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Afilu Omar, if you would have said, call me, means call me whoever knows Aedis for me. No, you don't say it to the whole group. You just say, call me anybody here that knows Aedis for me. I want you to come and say this for me, and I'm putting a shvu on you that you should come. And they say, no, we don't know. So then, Taki Yechayiv, Talmud Lomit says the word, Vu'ed. For a yacht of aid, in this case, you were miyachad, you set aside the aidim. Like you spoke to them separately, you said, I'm talking to the people that have no aidis, that are making a shvur upon you, that if you don't come, you'll be chayiv a shvur. So that's called, you were miyachad, you set aside these two aidim, and therefore if they say no, they don't know, they'll be chayiv this korban shvur aidis. Talimor says, so the Mishnah, but the kabbana senekain, by korban it's not that way. That it doesn't depend if you're usher at one time, but it depends how you are, b'shash, you bring your kabbonis. So Gemara says, Oviv, then the end of the Mishnah, according to Rashi, goes back to Erchin to say that a chiddush, that even though your father was mace, Oviv, mace, v'nichol, rebuye, still you could bring an Erchin of an oni. So what's the question? Why? Asheru, l'churv, your father died already, you have a Yerusha, you're a rich person. So how could you bring an Erechon of an Oni? You have to bring how much you're worth. So Ravua says, Eimah, say this Pshan the Mishnah, Maniach lo Ravuya, that your father just set aside, but he did not die yet. So your father's alive. So the Pshat is, you don't own it yet. For the more so Pshita, then Pshita, you don't own it yet. So just the fact your father has it and sets it aside, that when he dies, you'll get it, but right now you don't have it. So Pshita, right now you're an Oni. So when I said the Chiddush is, Kishor Yoviv Goises, your father, like, was on his dying bed. So Madhem, I would have thought to say, Rav Goises and Lamisa, that most people that got to that stage die. So I would have thought to say, like, don't let him bring his Erechon right now, but let's let him make him wait until his father actually dies, and then he's an usher, he should have to bring the more amount. It's commercial now, that you go back to the way he is right now. Right now the father did not die yet, and right now is the time he wants to pay his Erechon, and he can't afford more than 5 Slayim, so you only have to pay that much. Yeah. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. In another case, this Vinosa Bayam, the guy has a ship in the ocean, or Bola Brevuyas, to have him in a rid that the $10,000 worth of merchandise, like he has a lot of things on the ship. For the Gemara Usher, again, the guy's an usher. How could he bring an Erechon of an Oni? He's an usher. Amrav Chizda, Kishoysa Mukheris or Mukheris Biadacherim. Meaning to say, the merchandise wasn't yours. You just rented out your ship. And it's rented out, so it's not your money, it's not that person's money. So you must still ask, I have weak schiris, but you're getting the rent, you rented out your ship. So for that you can get a lot of money. So you called an usher, you have more than 50 shkolim. So Mar says, no, schiris ain't a mishtalem salalab saif. You only get your schiris to pay after the person finished using the ship. And right now it's still rented out for this month. So true, at the end of the month you'll get a large sum of money. But if you want to pay Yerchin right now you're an oni, you could pay the amount that you can afford right now. For the more still though, but typically Mishum Svina, but even though he rented it out, but still his ship, so he owns something. So how could you call him an oni? He Lamaisa owns a big ship, an expensive ship. And the Gemara Haman, if Mishnah goes to Rabbi Eliezer, he goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. This now belongs like this. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer. Yemoye Icher Noisim Leitzimdoi. When a person makes Erechin, so he has to go to the Kohen has to see if he can afford to pay it or not. So the Kohen looks at him and says, if Tzimdoi means that if your job is, you're a chamor, means you're a donkey driver, so if so, we let you keep it. Or else, Icher Nesle Tzimdoi, if the person is an Icher, means like a plower, you work on the field, so we give you your Tzemet Boker. There's the things you need for your panosa that we can't take away from you. That we don't take for Erechin. The guy's a donkey driver, we let him keep his donkeys, that we can't take away. Tiroso, you make your panosa by renting out your ship with your ship, so your ship alone we can't take away from you. We only take for Erechin the money you have. And yet this person right now has no money in his hand. He only will get the rent late at the end of the month, but right now he doesn't have anything. That's the Chiddush, right now he's called an oni, he only has to pay what he can afford. Now the Mishnah goes to explain the Mishnah. Before we add that Hashonim Benidur, that the Torah says you pay Erechon according to how old you are, it doesn't depend upon the Marach, the one that's making the Neder, but upon the one you makabel upon. Ketzah, what does that mean to say like this? Yelid, Sheherech Zokin. Yelid in Rashi learns, Yelid means Mi Ben Chof V'Yad Ben Shishim. From 20 until 60 is called Yelid. His Erechon is called 50 Shkolim. So let's say a person 30 years old is mekabel upon himself the Erech of his Zokin. Because I want to be mekabel upon myself to give how much that old person at 70 years old is worth. So even though you're worth 30 years old, you don't go bust to your value of 50 shkolim, but you go bust to his value of the Zokin that's only 15. Is noisun Erech Zokin. You go bust the person you made it upon, that his Erechin you're taking upon yourself, so since he's 70 years old already, you only have to pay 15 shkolim. And the opposite way, the Zokin, a man that's 70 years old already, Sherech Esiyot, he says he wants him to come upon himself to give the Erechin of a person 30 years old, so the Noisen Erech Yelod, he has to give the Erech of the Yelod of a 30-year-old person, meaning 50 shkolim. That's the Mishnah means, Hashonim, that the years depends upon a different Erechin, that's Benidim, means the person that you take it upon. If you want to pay his Erechin, so you go boss of that person, how old that person is. Then the Mishnah before, Erechin Benerech. What does that mean to say? It's Ketzad. Ish Sherech Isha. If a man says he wants to be Mekal upon himself to give the Erechin of an Isha, Sanechnami, Nois and Erech Isha. Even though they're both 30 years old, but there's different prices, how much you pay for an Isha or for a man. For a man, 30, you pay 50, and for an Isha, you pay 30. So, if the man was Mekal upon himself to give the Erechin of an Isha, you only have to pay 30. And the opposite way, for Isha Sharichish, if an Isha says she wants to pay the Erechin of a man, so Nois Neherichish, she has to pay the 50 Shkolim then. Then the Mishnah says before, the Erech Bisman, depends upon the time when you made the Erechin. What is the Erech? At the time when you made the Erechin, Ketzad, Haricho Pachazer Ben Chomish. Let's say you put right now that you want to pay the Erechin of this kid that's only 20 days old. And Vinasa Yeser Ab Ben Chomish. Prochus Ben Chomish, less than 5 years old. So when at the time when you made the neder upon this kid, he was only 4 years old. So he has a smaller amount. Then by the time you pay, you come to pay for Nasi Yesar Ben Chomish, who was made more than 5 years old. Or else, Prochus Mi Ben Esrim. When you made your neder, he was only 19 years old, that person. For Nasi Yesar Ben Esrim. Then by the time you go to pay up your Erechim, he's already 20 years old. So Lachur is Noisim Bisman Erech. Go according to the time when you made the neder. At that time you said, I want to be Mechayv myself to pay the Erechin of this person. So at the time when you made your neder, we have to see how old he is at that time. At that time, his age at that time is how much you have to pay. Tzad Rabban Rumah, this Gemara says, Ata Hekshisa Damal Erechin. There's a Hekish of the Lachas of money, you Mechayv yourself to pay money to the Pashas of Erechin. Rashi says the prayer come in the Gemara of Dalma Beis we had the meaning we had there Ned the Biyekecha Nefashis Ned the Reino Damim Biyekecha Reino Erechin. It's a question of cost of Lani Tremil. There's a Hekish there. We learn out one from the other whether you start Mechayiv yourself to pay this amount of money Damim or whether you Mechayiv yourself to pay the Pashas of Erechin. There's a Hekish. We learn out one from the other. What's one of these two dinim over there? So it says there what Magolius Lekalim. They get to a pearl to a simple one. Rashi says, Magolius Lekalim is the Azlina, but Magolius Bosa Kalim, the Chsi Bekecha, Fenos Nazekecha, Biyemu, Shila Kamon, Shila Yisho, Magolius Lekalim, Oni, Sherech Atzmai, O Bokoyim Laharichoy, Vieshta Magolius Shavalam Etzloyim. Here's this, you made your neder to give it. And right now, you have a pearl that right now in the road is only worth 30 Shkolim. And if you'd wait until you get home into the city, they should get
something. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.
So that's the lock of all laws. You don't have to wait. You're not mechuyif to wait and say, let's wait until he gets into the city. And then the diamond will be worth 50 shkolim. So he owns 50 shkolim. But rather we say, no, the way he is right now on the road or in a small place, the diamond is only worth 30 shkolim. He only has a chiyuv to give 30 shkolim. That's cool. That's the discussion of Magolius the Kalam. He goes to Kula by the diamond he has. And the Lidin Bechvoidai, another Hekish is, Lidin Bechvoidai, Rashi says, Shem Erech Dovah Shem Hashem Atluya Boi, first Kagoyin Shem Erech Rishalai. Somebody says, I want to give the Erechin of my head. And since you can't live without a head, you have to give your Erechin. And the same thing applies by Dabim also. The person says, I want to pay how much my head is worth, he has to pay how much his own body is worth. That's the Hekish, the Pasha paying Dhamma the value of yourself. Or the Pasha paying Erechim for these two things. That by Dhamma also, you only give it the way you're worth right now, the way the pearl is worth right now, and we don't say to wait until we get it at a higher price, we'll be worth more. And here also, we don't say to wait, Bechvayda means Vimarach, your head, or you make the neder, the money of the head, you have to pay the whole body. The other one says, if so, Yechlai would have thought to say, Nakish Erechim Adomim, I should make a hekish of Erechin, she got the same halacha like Domim. She yitain kishas nesina, that you should have to give according to how much you can afford for shas you give it. Rashi said, the bedomim pshitulon, the yoya kishas nesina, the lay kishas neder. You go boss how much you're worth at the time when you're paying, not when you made a neder. To a kevet b'shuk shomim I say, your mama demei alai, let's say a guy says demei alai b'tishrei, I be mechayim myself to give how much money I'm worth to Hegdish, and he said it in Tishrei, and in Nisan he comes to pay, so Bezdin now in Nisan takes him and sees how much is worth in the market right now, so that's the way it is by Domin. So maybe Erchon also, we should go according to how much you're worth, Peshat you give. On this Talmud, no, it says, Kerkecho Yokum, and a nice Nele Bizman Erch. That's from the Mishnah, that Erchon is only depends how old you were, what age you were, at the time when you made the Neder, when you mechayv yourself to give the Erchon. If at that time you're only 19 years old, even though later when you come to pay up, you're 20 years old, by Erchon you go, Bos Hashas Han Neder, Kerkecho Yokum, and not Peshat Nefina. Now the Mishnah says, Yom Shloishim Kilamata. If a kid is only 30 days old, so he has no erchon at all. The Torah first gives an erchon when he's 30 days and older. But 30 days alone is like less. Menu. Shinas Chomish, let's say the kid is 5 years old, is exactly 5 years old, is also kilamata. Shinas Esrim, when a guy is 20 years old, kilamata mehem, it's like less than them. Because these are the ages that your erchon change. When you're 30 days old, you have one erchon. After 5 years, you have more. After 20 years, you have more. So it changes 20 in a day, 5 years in a day. But on the 5th birthday alone, you still have the loch like less than 5. Shinam, the pasuk says, "V'yin mi ben shishim shana v'mala." Once you're 60 and more, then you go come down from 50 to 15. Harei onu lemeidim bekulan mishnashi shishim. Learn everything from 60 years old. Mashnashi shim kilamata. Just like here it says clearly, where if you're 60 years old and more, that's when you didn't change. But if you're exactly 60 years old, that's like less than 60. Is af shnas chomesh, the same thing when you're 5 years old. Or shnas esrim, when you're 20 years old, kilamata imenu. It's like less. When you're exactly 20 years old, you still have the cheshbin of a 19 year old kid. Only when you're 20 years old in one day, that's when you have the new amount. Kamenu. Hey, nimosa shnas shishim kilamatim imenu. Lahachmir. Somebody here has the question back. No. Lahura. Imosa shnas shishim. If you make the 60th year kilamata less than 60, that's lahachmir. To say you still have to pay 50 and not only 15. So what's the proof to say maybe that you don't say when he's 5 years old maybe he has to pay more than just 2 years old, or when he's 20 years old maybe more than 19. To say it's still like 19 is a kula. Maybe local we don't say it. Talmud Lemna, the Pasuk says Shona Shona, special Zerush over here, that Ma Shona Mur Bishnas Shishim, just like when it says the word Shona by 60 years old, it means kilamata. If you're only 60, it's like less. Is Avshon Amur Mishnas Chomish Ushnas Esrim Kilamata Imenu Bein Lahokul Bein Lahachmir. So the kids, when your price changes, it's when you're over 5 years. But exactly 5 years is like less, and exactly 20 is like less. Only when you're more than twenty. Reb Lezer Weimer, now how much more do you have to be? Reb Lezer Weimer Atchiyeh Yisayros Alashonim Chodesh Viyamechod. Not just down 5 years in one day, but you have to be 5 years a month in a day. You have to have a full month in the next year, in the 6th year, that's when it changes. Now the Gemara says, Mufta, this Gzeirah Shav we have that says, Shana Shana is extra, one of them is extra, Mufna. Because Dila Mufta wouldn't be extra, Ikla Mufta, you could ask the question, you could have a Chinuch, like we asked the question, I can learn that one from the other. Here it's Lakula, and here it's Lakumra. So Gemara says, yes, Shana Shana Yisairah, Ksiva. Is an extra shana. It shouldn't have said the word shana. It just should have said one. It says an extra one is extra. And Rashi says, it says there, v'mi ben hei shonim v'yad ben chof shonim. It shouldn't have said chof shonim. It just should have said ad chof. So therefore it's extra. The other word says, lema mathisim like Rameya, Mishnah is not like Rebbe. The Rebbe goes, according to Rebbe Yom, he says, ad v'yad b'chlal. I know in Svar, the Torah says something, ad chomish, so it means it's included. Chomish is included. The Tanya would learn like this, Miyom Harishoin V'yad Yom Ashri by Pesach. You can't eat Chomesh the first day to the seventh day. Yochel, I would have thought to say, according to Rebbe, it says Miben Chomeshonim V'yad Ben Esrim. So according to Rebbe, Min HaSvara, I should know without an extra pasuk that Ad Ben Esrim means Esrim is considered like less. Because here the pasuk says, Yom Rishon Yom Shri. So Yachal, I would have thought to say, Rishon, V'la Rishon Mechlau, from the first day onwards, but not the first day, Shri, V'la Shri Mechlau, the seventh day, up until the seventh, not the seventh day also.